It was really difficult to convince you to play in that movie. Why? Why didn't you want to play? And what did you find the most difficult in acting?
Well, I have never looked at myself as an actress. You know, I have gotten, I mean, I don't want to brag, but I've gotten a lot of offers from day one because for some reason people think that people who are on stage, they are very great actors. I think that's rubbish, you know. I think it's two very different things. Music is a very introvert process, you know, and being on, like here, this is very nervous for me, you know. I do it for Selma, but for me, this is not natural, you know. It's for a lot of people are very good communicators, and they're born to be in front of masses and speak. When I walk on stage and they start the song, the minute the song starts, I have an invisible vessel around me that protects me, so I'm on my own. Like, and I think most people who do music are like this, you know. I think also I feel very grateful that I have music, and from childhood, I mean, this has been the love of my life, and it's something I maybe realized after doing this film that even more is it is my temple, you know, it's my religion, and it takes up 70% of my subconscious and headspace all the time. Like even now when I'm speaking to you, there's a song in the back of my head to comfort me, you know. So, and that, you know, so it's a very introvert sort of thing. So, yes, yeah, it's hard to explain. But I think, when I did the music for Selma, maybe that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the music for her, because I wanted to, it was a time somebody would speak out for introverts, you know. And kind of loners who kind of are in their own fantasy bubble. And I spent most of my childhood on my own, but I was in heaven. I was in euphoric highs. And most of the times our society tells us that people that are on their own are sad losers, you know. I think actually these people are very self-sufficient. And I've said this before, but I think maybe if I would have to pick out of the 100 peaks of my life, I think 90 of them I had on my own, you know. And to be inside a song, and it's once the song starts, it's, everything's okay and everybody's friends and everything's amazing, you know. So and that's kind of what I wanted to defend Selma too, you know. So when and Lars also convinced me that acting her was an extension of my songs. It wasn't really acting. And also, that was something that both me and Lars agreed on. The fact that, first of all, I didn't want to act, you know, I could only become her, like, physically, like it would be a very biological, sort of, organic process. And also he told me many times that he doesn't like people that are technically good actors, and that he much rather approach it from an emotional, like, and which I think I did, because I ended up acting her from a human point of view, not from an actress or an anything like that, because I loved her, and I think that's the only way I can do things, you know. Bit naive, but there you go.